52-ounce porterhouse. Fresh seafood flown in daily, surf and sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app. It's a free app, Open Table, or online at surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton paying some of the highest prices.
Hey there, this is Reed Lowe, former St. Louis Blue, talking to you today about one of the best things that's ever happened to me, mentality. The low testosterone treatment that's completely changed my life. About 3 years ago, I just felt like I was running on energy all day long. Well, Cam Jansen, my good buddy, introduced me to this testosterone treatment, and it's been an absolute lifesaver. I feel great. My days are full of energy. Lost some weight. Everything's going real good. If you need some help, hit lowtusa.com. Get all your information you need. lowtusa.com.
Truman's in Soulard is your neighborhood sports bar. Truman's takes pride in offering the best food and affordable drink prices for a family-friendly bar so everyone can enjoy it. Truman's is a great spot to catch the game with $14 buckets during Blues and Cardinals games. Or jump on the free shuttle that will take you to the stadium for all Blues and Cardinals home games. Come out for Trivia Wednesdays from 7 to 9 or Karaoke Fridays from 9 to midnight. Check out TrumansInSoulard.com to see what they're all about.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
At Country Rock Cabaret, we bring bucket list events to fans of a good time, and it's time to scratch off another one. While the Chicago Cubs are in town, Playmate and DJ Claudia Monet will be hitting the stage on May 31st and June 1st to perform her Billboard single, Little Voices, in a way only she can. Show begins after 9 p.m., but you want to get there early to save your seat and catch the games on any of our 27 screens. Country Rock Cabaret, it's the best of both worlds.
Is your website company a pain to deal with? You call and email several times, but they don't get back to you for days, weeks, or even at all? Why are you still paying those people? Put an end to this madness today by calling St. Louis Digital Media. They are customer service freaks and will get back to you within 24 hours, providing the professional support you deserve. Start getting website support you can rely on by calling St. Louis Digital Media at 314-200-5592 for a free consultation or visit them online at stldigitalmedia.com.
People who seem to hate the United States of America. Screw you.
The French?
Well, anybody that hates us. Even some who live here seem to hate us.
You know, I tell a French tank.
Ow.
No. It's the only tank that has reverse.
Oh, that's good.
Make the same joke about the Italians.
Here we go. Hang on.
Fill out there, Bill.
I can barely hear music.
Oh, there we go. Jelly
donut. Oh, Full Metal Jacket.
There
right?
You go. Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
what a movie.
Exactly.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 22nd edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. It's spring, but it's more like summer. And then, of course, we have a goofy day like a couple days ago where it was 55 or 60, and then, boom, it's 90. It's all over the place. But this is the time of year people realize the windows are done. They're shut. Time to replace them. If you're smart and you're aiming the PM, you will consider Window World. For a lot of good reasons, we'll talk more after this.
Hey!
Let's see who's at the control board. There he is. You know, at one time, we couldn't say that. We couldn't look around and go, oh, there's Limey, because he wouldn't have been here. He would have been in Great Britain, because that's where he lived for 19 years. And 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. Da, 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 da. Yes, Trevor Limestone Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a great day.
Don't know where he'll be tomorrow. Don't know where he'll be Monday. Well, Memorial Day won't matter. We're not on. But I know one thing. He's here today because he decided not to go northbound or southbound or westbound or... Bill Clavlin, say hello to everybody.
Why did we start doing that, by the way? I was yelling. Where did that start?
I think Tim started it, and then we just kind of followed suit.
Should I end it?
No, I don't.
There are a lot of things we don't know why we do them, but we like them, and that's all that matters. Yeah, we do the show for ourselves. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stifel. Market volatility makes investing stressful, especially when you're ready to retire. You can join Mark and Jason along with Chad Morganlander with Washington Crossing Advisors at Maggiano's Little Italy in Brentwood tonight. Tonight is the last night, 6:30 p.m. for a retirement planning seminar. Dinner will be served. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And to reserve your seat, you need to get on right now if you want to do that. And more, go to markandjason.com.
Woo!
Good job.
All righty.
Yeah, buddy.
Hi, everybody.
We got our fingers crossed for you.
Smooth as silk.
Well, yeah, heck yeah.
Former night cook at Denny's, former door-to-door knife salesman. He's done so many things, I get tongue-tied trying to tell you what it is. Former beer vendor at Busch Stadium, former roller skating rink DJ. What does he do now? He's the head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He is the only person allowed to or trained to reset the digital clock in the studio. He's our news director and our newsman. He's the author of the book Bad News, Good News, Bad Mood. I did it again. Bad Mood. Stop it. Edit that out. It's not news. It's mood. Edit it out. Radio edit. He's the author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood.
The author of the book. What happened? Your voice kind of went. You went into Harvey Firestein. He's the author of Bad News, Good Mood.
How would you feel? Seriously, how would you feel if right now I said, well, I apologize for that, but I just found out this morning I have throat cancer.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I'd be okay.
In this group, in this room, yes, it would be. Now, I completely forgot where I was.
Bad Mood, Good Mood.
He's the author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood. But there's something else he does. What is it? Oh, yeah. Just like Jim Rockford. He is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
I will, Frank, and I got to tell you a great 30-second PI story. After the show tonight, and I think this is the first time I've ever done this in 11 years as a PI, after the show tonight, I'm going to go serve divorce papers on a woman who left her house this morning with a house full of furniture and has no idea that her husband is divorcing her, and he took all the furniture out of the house today.
Wow.
And I get to go see her tonight.
He left her
a TV on a spindle or something like that, and a folding chair.
Wow.
And I get to go see her.
She is not going to be in a good mood.
Holy moly.
Really nice neighborhood.
And when you say get to go see her, who hired you? She did or he did?
His lawyer.
Wow.
He's divorced.
And what is it you're supposed to do?
Serve her divorce papers.
Oh, boy. Wow. Oh, boy.
Just when her day thought, I mean...
We may never see you again.
I'm telling you. Right. These are the ones I just cringe on.
Be careful.
Say hi to your sponsor, and then I have something to say about that.
Will do. I want to say hi and thanks to Matheny Heating and Cooling. They've been in business since 1942. That's a cool 77 years.
Ooh.
Third generation family-owned business. A-plus reviews on Angie's List and Yelp and Google Plus, and that's key when you hire somebody to come out and do repairs on anything in your home these days. You want to know what all the other customers think about it, and they've got A-plus reviews on all of those websites, specializing in the installation and repair of high-end, high-efficiency heating and cooling systems. Matheny Heating and Cooling, give them a call at 314-727-9000, or they have an outstanding website, MatheneyHeatCool.com.
Well, say hello to Pete and to Gene. They were at my house most of the day, still wrapping up when I left. Brand new American Standard heating and cooling. That's right. For the master bedroom and master bath. Now, we'd had the other replaced a couple of years ago, so I am now good probably till I drop dead. I'm not going to have to worry about heating and cooling.
You know what you said on the air yesterday?
What?
That I tried to convince Limey to capture and he refused to do it?
What?
You said, we have three air conditioning units at my house. We have a very small unit that serves the master bedroom.
Mm. But see, small the, unit.
But see, I
the
said
bedroom,
we.
I remember.
If I'd said I have a small unit, you could use it.
Oh,
but the we
okay.
kind of ruined it for everybody.
That's all right.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jen.
There's already such a thing. No, they actually exist, so you got nothing. Oh, he's not look at it. He was so excited. He thought he'd really come on the show. He said, because of the Singles Blues, I've come up with an idea. Blue, what was it? Blue what?
Cheese.
Blue cheese. It already exists. Okay.
Oh.
Now look at him. He's hanging his head low. You hear that music? Crank it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. That makes my feet start tapping. I want to jump up and down. It puts me in a good mood, as it does everybody. Especially when it is performed by Bruce Limprist and the all-boy orchestra. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I see who's on the phone.
Yes.
It has been a while since we talked with this gentleman. I assume he's a gentleman. Bob, are you a gentleman?
I guess I'm still a gentleman, right, Frank?
Okay, we'll go with that. It's been a while since we talked to this gentleman from Nyco Sports with some big news for you people who, and there are many of you now, even if you are Fairweather fans who are fired up about this Blues thing. Bob Ibach from Nyco Sports is here to tell you about something you can get your hands on and acquire at what I think is a very reasonable price. And, Bob, take it away.
I will, Frank, and I'll tell you what, it's always nice to be on your show, and I'm glad you're doing well. You know, I was looking about this when I saw the Blues win the conference title last night.
What?
I was thinking about this last night, 49 years, and I started doing the math, and I said, you know, I was only 22 years old when that happened. I was working for the Washington Post when the Blues, last time they were in the Stanley Cup final. So,
are you 71?
I am 71. Yep.
Wow, you don't sound.
You're kidding.
You do not sound. And when I say that, Bob, we've talked about this before. There are some guys when they get older, even if they're only like 60, all of a sudden they start sounding like an old man. You could be 25 with that.
Well,
voice.
That's what I try to tell some of the girls that I run into.
Yeah, good luck with that. I've tried that too. So tell them what they can get for $99 and what's included and how to get it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, it's a five puck set. You get five of these individual pucks, hockey pucks, that, each one comes in a really nice display case, got a gold base to it. Only 5,000 of the sets were ever going to be produced. We're raising monies to help out the Blues for Kids charity, which I've worked with in the past. That they help out the cancer care and awareness. They do a lot of health and wellness programs and education and youth hockey development. So it's a great organization. It's tied in with the St. Louis Blues. Everything is officially licensed for just $99. I'll give out that telephone number and website in just a moment. But before I do that, I want to point out, each one of the pucks is kind of a cool thing. One of them salutes the Blues Western Conference Championship. We'll have all the results of all the games played to date. Plus, we'll kind of recap the finals when they begin on Monday against Boston. Another puck has the franchise history on it. Really kind of cool information put on that hockey puck. And then we selected three of the players on the roster to salute. Of course, the goalie who just turned in a fantastic performance, Jordan Binnington. What a job he did. We've got Jaden Schwartz on there. And then we've got Alex Petrangelo, the defenseman. All three of those pucks have their pictures, really nice, some of their information. So you get all five of the pucks with the display cases for $99 to help out Blues for Kids. Only 5,000 sets will ever be made. If you want to order these, the best way to do it is to call 1-800-345-2868. That's toll-free, 1-800-345-2868. You can also see everything and order it on the website, nicosports.com, and you spell that N-I-K-C-O sports.com. But I do encourage people to do it sooner than later, because 5,000 is not a lot, and these will, I think, fly off the shelf after waiting this long to get back to the Stanley Cup Finals. This is such a historic time.
Well, I know that it's not baseball, it's hockey, but I've told you before, years ago, when we did this for the first time and you had some terrific collectible stuff for the Cardinals, you took that 800 number, which again is 1-800, hang on, I wrote it there, because I know it's the other way, and I'll tell you where I'm getting it.
1-800-345.
It's 1-800-2868, 345-2868. But the 1-800-345-BUNT is the one that always stuck with me.
Yep.
B-U-N-T, and I don't care what the sport is, that is the easy, and if I say that now, people in their cars, now they will remember it. 1-800-345-BUNT. The 345 is easy. 345 in order. B-U-N-T or 2868. I just say that so it might make it easier for people. And I want one time to just dwell on the word NICO, because people tend to want to mess that up. They want to make it NICO or and misspell it. It's N-I-K-C-O. Okay? So the website again, give them the website.
NICOsports.com. NICOsports.com. But I like your idea with the bunt. Maybe we can bunt some of those pucks right into the net and win the series.
Hey!
There you go. Hey. And again, $99. It's a collection of five. Each of them commemorates or acknowledges or recognizes somebody or something in this fantastic Blues season. And there are only 5,000. That may sound like a lot, but it's really not, because there are probably that many just in the greater St. Louis area hardcore Blues fans. So when you consider that people all over the world can get these things, 5,000 is not that many. So I've seen the stuff you put out before. It's nice. It's impressive. They come in these display cases. So if you are a Blues fan, 1-800-345-BUNT or 2868 or NICOsports.com, N-I-K-C-O. Bob, nice to check in with you. It's been a while.
Well, Frank, it's always a pleasure to be with you and Dan and Bill as well. And I know we'll be checking back with you continuously till we get this thing sold out, because our goal is to raise a lot of money for Blues for Kids. And in parting, I did want to say, and I know you guys have been a big part of that over the years, we're up to about $2.5 million now that we've raised for children's charities.
Ooh, $2.5 million. And I don't want to exclude anybody here, but we changed stations. That was my choice. I left the other place for reasons I won't go into. But I want you to say hello to a couple of people who are on board now. One, all the way from Great Britain, where he lived for 19 years. This is Trevor Limey Phillips. Limey, say hello to Bob Ibach.
Hello, Bob. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, Trevor. Nice to be with you again. And I know you're going to have a good time working with Frank. And
you got to love it.
And former minor league hockey play-by-play man, among other things, Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hello from NICO Sports to Bob Ibach.
Hello from NICO Sports to Bob Ibach.
No, you didn't have to say the whole thing. Oh. You just had Kai Bob. You know, with
the Tim, I got to tell you one thing. I did play-by-play for years, college basketball, and the one sport I could never even attempt to try to do play-by-play would be hockey. I salute anybody who's ever done play-by-play with hockey, be it television or radio. Toughest game to call on the air.
Because it moves so fast, and you have to be a fast talker, and Tim's a fast talker. I'm sure he was very good at it. Bob, I'm sure we'll talk again.
All right, listen, you guys all have a good night, and go Blues.
All right, you bet. Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, Bob. Ibach from NICO Sports. Quick word from Window World, our sponsor today, and then we'll check in with Bill Cleveland. I'm actually going to take all this time not to talk about charity, not to actually talk about Window World, the company and the product. First of all, the number, 314-993-1800. If you can't remember that, it's no big deal. You go to windowworldstlouis.com. Here's what I think you should know. There are only two windows with a good housekeeping seal of approval. It's a big deal to get that seal of approval. One of them, ta-da, yes, Window World. Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Well-recognized, reputable industry publication, ranked Window World number one in the number of windows sold in this country. And by number of windows, you know how impressive the product is, because if it were a crappy product, they wouldn't be the biggest seller, because one dissatisfied customer would tell another one, and they're out of business. Didn't happen. And no time at all, when you consider how long it takes some people to make it to number one, in a relatively few years, because they've only been around about 15 years, Window World has improved the look and the thermal efficiency of over 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area. They have a lifetime warranty. Covers all the parts, glass breakage, labor. They use double-strength glass. You see where I'm, there's a long, a whole list of things that I could go through, and all of them together make it easy to see why this is the biggest selling replacement window in the country. So you do whatever you want. You can talk to whomever you want. You can look at any windows you want. But folks, if you don't include Window World, there's something wrong with you, especially if you're AM and the PM. What is the matter with you? Oh, 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. Just one more thing I thought I'd throw in there. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com if you want to know more. Minnesota, Appaloosa, Chattanooga, time to check in with traveling man Bill Clevelin, courtesy of, what do you know, I just mentioned him, Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Give it up for Bill Clevelin. Yeah. Yeah. How you doing, Bill?
Good. Thank you.
Where are we going?
So, I was wondering earlier today about the, or since everybody's all excited about hockey, talking about where the hockey, there has to be a Hockey Hall of Fame. And I was thinking, well, like, probably not in the United States. I was correct. Does anybody know where the Hockey Hall of Fame is?
Toronto.
Yeah, it's in Toronto.
Toronto, yeah, Ontario, Canada. I have never been. You said you have been worth a visit.
Remember what the Lone Ranger said to his partner when they were crossing the border from the U.S. to going north? On to Toronto, pronto, Tonto.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I get that, too.
Ha, 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 ha.
Out of three or ten?
20.
Even my crowd isn't applauding that one.
Yeah. That says it all.
Yeah, that says it all. So I have not been. So both of you that have, worth it. It can't be far from Detroit. It looks like it was
I
a
haven't
couple of
been.
Hours from
it's
Detroit.
About like 4 hours from Detroit.
Oh, that far.
Well, Dan,
okay.
You can't, because you spend too much time going to strip clubs when you go up there to play. You,
yeah,
you've said,
Windsor.
You've admitted you guys hit every strip club you can, so you have time for
yes.
the Blues,
yeah.
the Hockey Hall of Fame, rather.
It's been 20 years since I've been there. I'm sure it's a lot more interactive than when I was there. It was okay. I've been to the baseball one, which is way cooler.
Well, don't steal my thunder here.
Just, sorry.
No, you're okay. You're okay.
Your thunder down under.
No. We're fine. So, but while I was looking up some information about the Hockey Hall of Fame, like I came on this website and it had the a list of museums and Hall of Fames, the ones that are combined. I thought I'd just go through some of these. The rest of these are in the United States, so I'll tell you the museum, you tell me where it is, and then we'll discuss if anybody has been there. Well, the first one's pretty easy to tell where it is. The Indianapolis Motor Speedway Museum.
Frank.
Yes, Frank.
And
did what you did say I Frank? Say
you
Frank?
You said Frank.
I did.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Disqualifying both.
I believe that'll be in Indianapolis.
That is correct. Nice okay. job. No points for that. Indianapolis, Indiana. I have been there. The one thing that I will say, at least about the Speedway, is you can't really comprehend how big this place is until you are actually standing there. I mean, you see it on TV all the time, maybe in commercials or even in photos, but you don't understand how gigantic this place is until you're standing
there.
I've
never wanted to go to the Indy 500. I have wanted to go to the Kentucky Derby.
You should go. I've gone once. I don't need to go again. Yeah. It is something everyone should experience at least once. To be in a crowd like that, 300,000 people, I believe, can fit inside there. That's inside. Then there's probably another 50 or 100,000 outside.
Yeah, I know people that go every year.
It's insanity.
Good story.
Yeah, you should check it out at least once. So Indianapolis Motor Speedway, definitely check that out. Or their museum as well in their Hall of Fame. The United States Bicycling Hall of Fame.
Frank.
Yes.
Dayton?
Did you just hear a loud thumb? No, but it does start with a D.
Daytona?
Nope. Davis, Denver? California.
Davis, oh. California?
No idea where Davis, California.
I'll say Davis, California.
You got it, Dan. Oh. Why, is that where Mr. Schwinn was born or something?
I don't know, but that's where they have the United States Bicycling Hall of Fame, and I guess it would be the people who have won the...
So it's bicycling, not a bicycle and... Hall of Fame. It's more about the racing.
Yeah,
so
like they wouldn't probably have the Wright brothers bicycles there or whatever, so I don't know.
You're smiling. I missed it. What did I miss?
No, it's just the way you pronounce bicycle. I thought I would say bicycle. That was very funny, that's all.
What's funny about it? I said bicycle. What's wrong with that?
You didn't say bicycle. You said bicycle.
You accentuated the second syllable of the three. He's saying you're supposed to accentuate the first one.
Yeah.
Can I read you...
It's like bisexual instead of bisexual.
Can I just read you a short paragraph out of a book that I'm sure you've never read? It's called Professionalism in Broadcasting. Would you like to hear? Wow.
Who wrote it?
Please, go for it. Please.
Albert Timinger. He's apparently a world-renowned broadcast specialist. Here's what he says. He says, many, many times what a good broadcaster will do will change inflection or even pronunciation of a word, not necessarily mispronouncing it, but putting emphasis where emphasis isn't expected. This gets the audience's attention and creates a more dedicated, loyal audience because they're hanging on every word. That's right from the
section
of that book. So you feel like an idiot.
I do.
So,
yeah. A one-page book?
Yeah. Ooh. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. The National Baseball Hall of Fame Museum. Yeah, we go ahead.
Cooperstown,
New York. Which, if you've ever gone, you know, there's not really an easy way to get to Cooperstown. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere. If you go to, I would say, maybe like Niagara Falls or something, that would probably be your best, if you're headed that direction. It's a pretty short drive from there, but it's really cool. It is, if you love baseball, you have to make the trip. I took my father to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and we just had a wonderful time. We actually went several years ago when the Cardinals were in the playoffs, and then it was extra special. But really neat, tons of great exhibits, and I would definitely recommend that one. All right, this one I'm guessing no one would go to, but maybe not. The National Cowgirl Museum and Hall
of
Fame.
Bill, not so fast, buddy. Maybe.
Cowgirl.
Any idea where it might be?
Limey.
Yes, Limey.
Dallas.
You're not terribly far.
Frank.
Yes.
Fort Worth,
yeah. Oh, very close. Fort Worth, Texas. 33,000 square foot museum, the National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame, pays tribute to a set of inductees annually and is dedicated to honoring women and the American West. This one is not a sports Hall of Fame, but interesting maybe. The RV Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
There's an RV of Fame?
I've seen RV / Motorhome Hall of Fame.
Well, I have no idea where that would be.
No. Sponsored by Biden trailer, probably.
Elkhart, Indiana.
Okay.
And I actually looked at some pictures. It actually would be pretty. Kind of shows you the early days of RVs and I guess it would be like Airstreams and different things. So it's pretty neat. Okay, we mentioned the Hockey Hall of Fame. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum.
Right.
Yeah.
Cleveland,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, Ohio.
Winning.
That is a really cool museum. I've been there at least twice and always changing out exhibits. And they have a lot of just really just unique pieces of rock and roll history. The last time I was there, I saw, you know, for example, they have pieces of the plane that Otis Redding crashed in, you know, where he, you know, died in. Just interesting things that you're not going to see anywhere else that have to do with rock and roll and music. And what is interesting about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are some of the inductees. I think probably everybody would agree, you know, like Neil Diamond, who I like Neil Diamond. I don't think he should be in the Rock and Roll.
I disagree.
Hall of Fame. Rock and Roll.
There was a time when rock and roll was okay, was
maybe
just
that's a,
that.
Maybe that's
the
a
Beatles,
bad example.
Neil Diamond, Neil Sedaka. Those were all rock and rollers at the time. Rock and roll changed, but at their time, they were rock and roll.
Janet Jackson just got inducted. She's not a rocker.
Okay,
she's
maybe
a pop
that's
singer.
A better example. Yeah. So there you go. And the last one we mentioned the other day, I'll see if you were paying attention. I know you weren't. The National Mascot Hall of Fame. Just
Oh, yeah. Was that Milwaukee?
That was the Bobblehead Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Frank.
Yes.
Cincinnati?
No.
Limey.
Yeah.
Was it in Pigeon Forge?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Whiting, Indiana.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Whiting. I remember him talking about the mascot.
Mascot Hall of Fame. All right, so there you go. If you want some more, you can go to BillOnTheRoad.com.
A former Cardinal baseball manager asked me one time where that museum was. I said, it's in Whiting, Herzog.
Thank you.
Did that a three.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I'm working my way up.
Hold on.
Bicycle. I want to ride my
clearly, it's the first syllable.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road, non 590 The Fan.
Bill.
But,
mm-hmm.
but I played the Bill sound effect and you're unfazed, so way to go, buddy.
In the zone today.
You didn't even break a sentence.
In the zone.
brought to you by Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com if you want to know more, and I hope you do. And I almost said email, but it's actually a letter that came from Bill Tallman. T-A-L-L-M-A-N. Wouldn't it be funny to find out he's like 5'2 or something? Bill Tallman. He says, dear Frank and the gang, that's all of you. You're all
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
He's a man in the PM.
No, you can't play that for anybody
else.
That's a fine.
My bad.
Man in the PM, hoping we could count on you and the power of 590 The Fan. The Knights of Columbus, a nonprofit organization, having another car show. They do this every year. Proceeds go to the Knights' main charity, Mentally Handicapped Children. I've enclosed a flyer with all the information. Any plugs would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Bill Tallman. So here's the deal. It is, where the heck is the, sometimes you know what they
put. Turn it over, mate. There you go.
Oh, it's a two-sided sheet.
30th annual
Knights of Columbus car show. This is Sunday, May 26th. Ooh, that's this coming Sunday. Gillespie Civic Center in Gillespie, Illinois, on Macoupin Street. And you register 8 to 12:30 in the morning, judging 12:30 to 3. Trophies presented, blah, 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 blah. Again, that's this Sunday, Gillespie, Knights of Columbus. And then all the categories, everything in the world in here. They have just a Corvette category, just a Camaro category, antique stock cars, custom cars, motorcycles, Mustang, it's all here, folks. So if you like car shows, that would be the place to be. Thank you, Bill Tallman. Nice to hear from you every year when that rolls around. Went to my grandson's graduation. As I mentioned, it was a pre-kindergarten graduation, and something that happened there always bugs me.
Who was the keynote speaker?
Did somebody say perfect too many times?
No. It's when you go somewhere, anywhere, an auditorium, a gym, a restaurant, banquet room, and nobody knows how to put the microphone up. That drives me nuts. Here's an example of one of the teachers getting up to speak. Well, thank you for coming today. No one except the very front row could hear a word she said. Later, one of the teachers asked me, how'd you like the program? I said, I don't know. We did not hear anything. And she said, what? I said, no. No one from the third or fourth row back heard one thing any of you said. I almost got up and walked up and just said, here, put the microphone up to your... They hold it like 2 feet out.
Right.
And everybody that got to speak sounded like that is so irritating. So if you ever have to speak, folks, put the microphone, please, up to your mouth. Now, new statistics came out that I heard them this morning about intoxication, drinking to the point of being drunk. The number one country for getting drunk regularly, Great Britain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And here's the thing.
Buddy.
Here's the thing.
House of the Queen.
A very close second is the United States. And here's how close. In Great Britain, they say, according to this research, the average Brit gets fall down drunk about once a week.
Wow.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And in the U.S., it's like once every 6 days and 20 hours. We're real close. Real close. Third is Canada for drinking. But I always got the impression that Great Britain, they like their ale, buddy.
You go through the drive through in Great Britain, and it's like, welcome to McDonald's. Would you like to try a vodka tonic today?
Dude, they don't really serve.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Kidding.
Well, there are a lot of pubs there.
There are a lot of pubs
there than there are.
And you can start drinking at the age of 18, so, you know.
I can't take credit for this because this has been around a long time, but somebody sent it to me again. I thought I'd run it by you. These are children's books that did not make the cut. Children's books that publishers said, no, we can't publish that book. Here's the first one. A book for kids called You're Different, and That's Bad. He'd be like this. Here's another one. The Boy Who Died from Eating All His Vegetables. I like this one. Dad's New Wife, Robert. that actually is becoming more and more the case. Here's a kid's book, Fun Four-Letter Words to Know and Share. The Children's Guide to Hitchhiking. That's a good book. Curious George and the High Voltage Fence. this is such a... All Cats Go to Hell. This is a good one. The Little Sissy Who Snitched. Another kid's book that didn't make it. Some Kittens Can Fly. And then, maybe my favorite, Pop Goes the Hamster and Other Great Microwave Games.
Oh, my goodness.
Where did you find this?
Wow. Somebody sent it to me. I've seen this 15 years ago. I saw this list.
I tried to see where you were getting that from online, and they actually show some covers. I assume those are fake.
Oh, sure they are.
Oh, but there's some real ones on this website, boardpanda.com. My favorite one is Eating People is Wrong.
Well, now, wait a minute. How do they mean that? But if you Google, folks, if you Google, because somebody will email me and go, honey, can you send me that list? No, I can't. But if you just Google children's books that didn't that make one. It. That,
what, wow. Here's what, another one. Eating People is Wrong.
How to Succeed in Business Without a Penis.
Well, it can be done. In fact, I think that's an advantage in business. Let's get the ladies. Get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This guy takes a job. He's the new guy at the company, brand new. They just hired him. And after his first week on the job, he calls in Monday. Now, he started to work Wednesday. He works Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He calls in on Monday morning and says, I can't make it in. I'm sick. And so his boss says, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I guess we'll maybe see you tomorrow. He says, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow, but I can't make it today. I'm sick. The next Monday morning, the same exact thing. He calls his boss. He goes, I'm not going to be able to make it in today. I'm sick. His boss says, well, you maybe need to go to the doctor. I believe you had the same thing like a week ago. In fact, exactly a week ago. He goes, I'm sorry, but I'm sick. The third week. Same exact thing. Now the boss is starting to get a little ticked off, but here's the problem. This guy's a great worker. He's a hard worker. They love what he does. They just don't get this, sick every Monday. So the third time he calls, and then the fourth time, and the boss finally says, hold on a second. He says, look, I don't want to fire you because you're a good worker when you're here. What is the deal? He says, I'm sick. He said, I don't understand. How can you be sick every Monday? He goes, look, my sister is married to a real loser, and he abuses her a little bit, slaps her around, talks to her like she's an animal, a dog, and so he usually does this on Sunday nights, and she'll call me, Monday morning, crying as soon as he leaves for work. So I go over to my sister's house and try to console her and say it'll be okay. And, she puts her head on my shoulder, and one thing leads to another, and then every Monday I end up screwing my sister. His boss says, what? What did you say? He said, yeah, it starts off as just consoling, but I always end up sleeping with my sister on Monday. He says, well, that is the most disgusting. He said, hey, I told you I was sick.
Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic sponsored by Credit Karma. Accident eastbound 70 at 270. A crash westbound 70 at St. Charles Rock Road. Accident westbound 364 at Upper Bottom. Accident southbound 270 before 64. Westbound 64 stop and go Jefferson to an accident at McCausland. Westbound 44, a slow go between Jefferson and Shrewsbury. Baseball traffic eastbound 64 either side of Clarkson Olive. 270 to Big Bend. One more time, Van de Venner 2 Grand. And downtown exiting at 11th Street. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app. Credit Karma, here's to progress. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Guys, when it comes to jewelry, do you know what women want? We do. Hi, I'm Diana Neustetter, along with my daughter Mariah.
Guys, come to Neustetter's. Our professional team has you covered.
Our family has owned and operated Neustetter's Fine Jewelry since 1961.
Our large inventory offers something for everyone at any budget, and we offer hand engraving on site by my grandfather, Richard.
Visit us today at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry Road, or at wowdiamonds.com.
Neustetter's Fine Jewelry.
We know what women want.
Is your website company a pain to deal with? You call and email several times, but they don't get back to you for days, weeks, or even at all? Why are you still paying those people? Put an end to this madness today by calling St. Louis Digital Media. They are customer service freaks and will get back to you within 24 hours, providing the professional support you deserve. Start getting website support you can rely on by calling St. Louis Digital Media at 314-200-5592 for a free consultation or visit them online at stldigitalmedia.com.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
At Country Rock Cabaret, we bring bucket list events to fans of a good time, and it's time to scratch off another one. While the Chicago Cubs are in town, Playmate and DJ Claudia Monet will be hitting the stage on May 31st and June 1st to perform her Billboard single, Little Voices, in a way only she can. Show begins after 9 p.m., but you'll want to get there early to save your seat and catch the games on any of our 27 screens. Country Rock Cabaret, it's the best of both worlds.
Let's go to Dallas. What do you say? Mike Evans, standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. My goodness, if you got a special occasion and you want to make it really special, how about dinner at Annie Gunn's? You'll need reservations no matter when you go. Can't go on Monday night because they're only closed on Mondays. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. Gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands, and I mean thousands and thousands, every year. They'll sell them today. Every day's a great day for somebody to receive a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Again, east of everything else, closed only on Monday. Gift cards, good idea. Reservations, absolutely for dinner. I would suggest them for lunch. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. How you doing?
Just a minute, let me check.
See what he did there? That's my bit.
I'm okay. I'm fine.
Uh-huh. Good.
This week's pop quiz theme, just how about them St. Louis Blues?
Oh, I haven't heard anything about it. What happened? Just kidding. Just kidding. It's the talk of this town, obviously.
I bet. This week's pop quiz theme, just fun, interesting stuff today. According to AAA, these are the four most overrated tourist sites. But which one is the most overrated tourist site? Is it Space Needle in Seattle, Hollywood Walk of Fame, the London Bridge in Arizona, Plymouth Rock? Answer in just a minute. Hot Love Nuggets. Mike Fisher probably should not have retired from the NHL. Since he retired, he's come to realize between the kids and his wife, Carrie Underwood, busy professional demands, there's not much time for him, and causing a real conflict. When he was playing hockey, he was gone half the time. So when he was home, the marriage got the time it deserved. Now Mike's at home all the time. He feels Carrie is neglecting him.
Oh, that's too bad. Poor guy.
Buddy.
Oh, man.
Ariana Grande.
Yep.
25 years old, is a serial dater. Says she's had 15 serious boyfriends in her life. How do you have 15 serious boyfriends when you're only 25 years old?
You have one every 3 months, I guess.
Well, at the same time.
There you go.
Yeah. Reese Witherspoon claimed that her ex-husband, Ryan Felipe, was verbally abusive. So did his girlfriend, Abby Cornish, and Alexis Knapp. Now new girlfriends, Paula Slagter and Elsie Hewitt, have contacted police with harassment complaints against Ryan Felipe, where there's that much smoke, there's got to be fire.
Yeah.
3 weeks after having her son, some are blasting Amy Schumer for returning to work. I don't like Amy Schumer, but you know what? Mind your own business. That's her business.
Exactly. Don't I don't like agree? Her either, but yeah, who cares? Why do people want to chime in on stuff like that anyway?
Exactly. Odds and ends. Alex Trebek is bravely fighting his cancer. Early word, good news. He is holding his own. Good for him. But he admits he's lost his hair, says that the wig he has, though, is a perfect match. Nobody can tell. We wish Alex Trebek the best. Whitney Houston's World Hologram Concert Tour, I hear, is going to be unbelievably technically perfect. Great sound. Producers swear you'll think that Whitney is really there live. That's how real it is.
I'd like to see one of these. They did it with Elvis, I know, and they did it with Roy Orbison. I'd like to see one of these because I'll bet it's creepy because it's a three-dimensional projected image of the person on stage like they're really up there, and the band is live, the orchestra. I think that's a pretty... I'd love to see one. That sounds really
good. Me too. Yeah. First Michael Jackson's photographer, a guy named Harrison Funk, claimed that the documentary about Jacko's sex abuse was bogus. Now Michael's 18-year bodyguard, Matt Fides, agrees and is releasing his own documentary calling Chase the Truth. Matt says that he will prove that Michael Jackson was no child molester. I don't know how he's going to.
Well, he's not going to prove anything.
How are you going to prove that? I don't. That seems a little bit. Hey, I want to tell you. Do not miss. How much time I got?
You have a minute and a half.
You got to check out the Netflix miniseries called When They See Us. It's about a 1989 rape of a white woman. Four black teenagers were arrested, railroaded by the crooked New York cops. They went to prison for 14 years. Finally, they were exonerated when a twist of fate, one of the guys in prison got to be a friend with another prisoner. The guy said, "I can't take this anymore. You shouldn't be here. I'm the one that raped that woman."
Ooh, whoa.
His DNA proved that he was the one who raped the woman. Netflix, 4 stars, May 31st. Don't miss it. When They See Us. And finally,
I'm in for that one. I'll watch that. I love that kind of thing.
What is the most overrated tourist attraction? According to AAA, Plymouth Rock, London Bridge in Arizona, Walk of Fame, Hollywood, or the Space Needle, Seattle.
I'll go Walk of Fame, Hollywood.
I'm going Walk of Fame.
I'll say Plymouth Rock.
3 out of 4. I also have to say the Hollywood Walk of Fame because I've seen it, and it was pretty disappointing.
Number 4, London Bridge, built in 1830, taken down, rebuilt Arizona in 1967. Number 3, the Space Needle. Number 2, the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Go.
Number 1,
go.
Plymouth Rock. It's just a rock.
Look at Tim.
It's just a rock. Celebrating. That's all it is.
Fist
it's a rock.
Fist in the
Mike
air.
Mike Evans.
Like you don't celebrate.
Fist in the air. Rarely is it out of his lap. But
that rock
made
by Chrysler.
Hey, look at this. We're out of time. I have just enough time to thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. Scott Sherman will be in tomorrow on the 4 o'clock hour if you have legal questions. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. And have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Tim. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. For the second time this week, President Trump is losing a court case over his refusal to comply with congressional subpoenas. A New York federal judge refused to block Deutsche Bank and Capital One from handing over the president's financial records. Trump's attorneys argued the subpoenas are politically motivated. On Monday, another judge wouldn't block Trump's accounting firm from handing over the president's records. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is describing her meeting with President Trump as very, very, very strange. The president was scheduled to meet with Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to detail how he intends to pay for $2 trillion in infrastructure spending. Instead, he walked in and blasted them both before walking out after only 3 minutes. Pelosi said she is praying for the president and the United States.
He just took a pass, and it just makes me wonder why he did that.
Tornadoes are threatening central Oklahoma. Several tornado warnings have been issued as severe thunderstorms move across the state.